This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know what, Mpo? This past Saturday, September 6th, you know, 30 learners from two Limpopo schools went to represent us, you know, at the Safer South Africa's Foundation's National Debate and Leadership Program. We're talking about grade 8 to 11 learners from M.E. Makgato and Motlhapetsi Secondary Schools. The schools we're talking about here are in an area that's facing poverty, you know, unemployment and high crime rates, including gang activity, drugs and alcohol abuse. But what I like about this, you know, learners is the fact that they're saying, we don't want to be part of this stats. We don't want to contribute to making this stats, you know, bulge. So today, we found it necessary to do our breakfast champion, you know, feature around that. So we have a very important guest.
And we're talking to the CEO of Safer South Africa, General Riapiera, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I am doing very well, and good morning to you too and to your listeners.
No, we're good. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate your time. And we'd like to hear more about Safer South Africa, the debate, and why this kind of initiative is important.
Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to chat about the two successful schools you just mentioned. At Safer South Africa Foundation, our main business really is to give education and awareness to learners so that they choose not to be involved in crime. We know that children are not born criminals, but through their socialization, through the peers they meet, through their observations in life, they get inducted into criminal activity. So our belief is that upright spending people like ourselves and yourselves, what you're doing today, could also intervene in that place by ensuring that we give education and awareness to the young so that they are able to have a broad knowledge of choices they can make in their life. So we work with the entire security cluster. We work with the banks, we work with the Human Rights Commission, who join us in schools to give this education and awareness to the learners. We also expose them to experiences of visiting courts. We expose them to experiences of spending time in a correctional center or a jail, if you may call it. And when they finish, they do essays where we are starting to say, how do we prepare them to be ambassadors that are eloquent, that are able to confidently encourage others not to do crime? So it is from those essays that the best performing essays of learners from those schools that participated in this program were selected. And in the following year of receiving this program, they are then taken through another program where their skills are enhanced in terms of public speaking, debating, and all that. So,
General, unfortunately, Limpopo didn't win with KZN taking the top spot. But from your point of view, what impressed you the most about these kids from this weekend?
What a team. I think I didn't want to be a judge for that weekend. Limpopo got position 2 and they were excellent. They nailed the brief. It was about the national dialogue. They were addressing issues of poverty, GBV, patriotism in the country. They nailed it. They were excellent. I think I was very impressed about how they, you know, interpreted the topic, how they presented it, and the audience were up on their feet when Limpopo was off stage.
No, that's great. Quite impressive. And we just wanted to celebrate the work that you're doing in terms of trying to make kids aware of their surrounding and to actively take part in forming part of the solution. So that's why we made you our breakfast champion today. Thank you so much. And well done for the amazing work. That's the CEO of Safer South Africa, General Riapiera.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.